Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. The one-sentence summary. Be aware that your brain has two systems, fast intuition and slower conscious thought, and allow for these when looking at decisions. What the book says. This is the first book for a non-specialist audience from the Nobel Prize-winning psychologist, effectively the father of behavioural economics. He divides the mind into two systems. System 1 makes fast, intuitive decisions based on associative memory, vivid images, and emotional reactions. System 2, slower, conscious, hard thought, more rational, but frequently overridden. Collected here are hundreds of examples of how we make a lot of surprising mistakes in thinking, conscious and unconscious. In the halo effect, we assume that if a person is good at one thing, they are good at another. Loss aversion makes us dislike losses much more than gains of an equivalent size. Wisiati stands for what you see is all there is. This involves jumping to conclusions based on limited evidence and is crucial to System 1 thinking. The affect heuristic involves people making judgments based on their emotions. How do I feel about it becomes a surrogate for a much harder question, what do I think about it? What's good about it? The idea that rationality is a restrictive idea is interesting. So-called econs would operate without emotion and purely based on win-lose criteria, whereas humans are susceptible to priming, framing, loss aversion, wisiati, and much more. The mental shotgun means that we often compute more than we need, not something that we can do much about. The anchoring index can be applied to any situation in which a fact is offered in advance of a question. Responses are almost always framed in that context. An availability cascade is a self-sustaining chain of events based on emotion rather than fact that can become policy. One isolated event becomes a national phenomenon. The pre-mortem is a good concept. Just before committing to something important, imagine you are a year later and that it has been a disaster. Write a short history of what happened. What you have to watch. This could be the most intelligent and complicated book you will ever read. At over 400 pages, it is not for the faint-hearted. On the other hand, it probably covers almost every decision-making circumstance you are ever likely to face.